Super Typhoon Mangkhut made landfall early today in the northern Philippines, bringing with it gale-force winds and heavy rains as aid agencies warn millions are at risk. Known locally as Ompong, Mangkhut is lashing the northern parts of Luzon Island as it heads west into the South China Sea and towards Hong Kong and southern China. Mangkhut made landfall in far northeastern Luzon about 2:30 a.m. It has maximum sustained winds of 270 kilometers an hour, the equivalent of a Category 5 hurricane. The storm is expected to weaken gradually now that the center is over land, but it will still pack a punch. About 3,000 families were preemptively evacuated from their homes in northern Luzon. We'll bring you updates on the progress of Typhoon Mangkhut on The Tiger and thetiger.com. For the first time since the 2014 coup, political parties are now allowed to convene and make preparations for the upcoming election. The order relaxing the junta ruling was issued yesterday after the promulgation of the last two organic laws on Wednesday. Political parties are now allowed to convene, to amend internal charters and vote on new executives, but electronic communication and electoral campaigns remain substantially restricted. The election scheduled for February the 24th next year. Put it in your calendar. Southern long-tailed macaques captured at Khao Tosai have been sterilised yesterday. 129 macaques were captured on Thursday in Ras Adar as part of the Stage 2 in the Capture, Sterilise and Release program. A total of 250 monkeys at Khao Tosai and Khao Rang have been targeted for sterilisation before being released back into the wild. Veterinarians from the Department of National Parks, Wildlife and Plant Conservation are scheduled to sterilise 50 of the monkeys per day. The monkeys are being cared for and checked before they're moved to another home. The Sawanapum Airport chief is shrugging off a strike threat by a group of taxi drivers, unhappy with a two-tier surcharge, saying he could guarantee the service would not be disrupted. The chief says that the taxi services at Thailand's largest gateway would continue normally, amid reports that a group of drivers would call a strike for an increase in the extra charge. The disgruntled drivers are complaining about the two-tier extra fee charged on passengers. Travellers using the service out of Sawanapum and Dong Muang airports are normally required to pay 50 baht on top of the meter fee. But a new service called Taxi VIP is allowed by the Transport Ministry to collect 100 baht. The first fleet of electric taxis imported from China hit Bangkok streets on September the 9th. The ministry cites the higher cost of the vehicles as the reason to allow the newcomer to charge a higher fee. An army conscript who sustained injuries and fell into a coma, allegedly from a disciplinary session ordered by three senior conscripts 24 days ago, has died. 22-year-old Private Kasha Pasha, attached to an infantry battalion in Lopburi, died at the local hospital after seeking treatment for serious injuries. The private was sent to the hospital on the night of August the 21st and his family was informed that he'd suffered a cardiac arrest. An army spokesperson said the army deeply regretted Kasha's death. He also reassured the army would not protect the three conscripts involved in the assault. He said they would face punishment like wrongdoers in any other criminal case. The death of Kasha left orphaned his three-year-old daughter and a yet-to-be-born baby. His wife was 5 months pregnant. And Go Eco Phuket are joining in activities for the International Coastal Cleanup Day today. Started at 7 a.m. as divers and volunteers left from Chelong Pier. They're heading to Koh Hai, Koh Rasha Yai and Koh Rasha Noi, where they'll be cleaning up underwater areas. At the same time, the Clean the Beach Boot Camp crew are at Surin Beach today, taking part in another of their regular cleanups. Now in its sixth year in Phuket, the team and its dedicated followers will help celebrate the World Cleanup Day. Other groups are holding other activities around the island today. Let's hope the weather holds up for them and they get just a little bit of sunshine.